Thanks for joining me tonight.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I've got a cold, so I'm kind of raspy voiced.
That's okay. We're glad to have you any way that we can. So Darlene is one of my human dynamos, and when we first started working together, she was really, really run down. And that, if you could find out here in just a minute, that's just not her nature. And just like Debbie, she's a real, a real outgoing person. But when we first started working together, you were really, you were pretty low. So share with us kind of where you were prior to us working together. Just, what all was going on. You had a lot of pain. Pain was really bad. But tell us where you were when we first, before we even started working together.
I was very, very miserable person. I went to bed with it, pain, fatigue. I woke up with it. I had been in pain for a solid 6.5 months before I called you, and I just was at my wit's end. I was not ready to give up, but when you feel like you have a gorilla sitting on your back, and something just squeezing the life out of you everywhere, you can't do anything. You're just a miserable individual.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The winters were horrible. That was my last winter. I can say with a big smile that I'll ever have to suffer that again. I just was in excruciating pain. Felt like my bones were broke everywhere. My feet hurt. My legs hurt. My back, my everything hurt. And I'm not like that now. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
Well, your pain was, it was all over pain too. You had pain pretty much everywhere. Incredibly intense pain. And so tell me about how your pain controlled your life. Tell us about what your pain was like.
I'm a hairdresser. We're go-getters. We get up, so I had to suck it up and go to work. Thank God that I could schedule my appointments, because there was no way. The woman that just spoke reminded me so much. It's amazing the camaraderie that we have. If I had an 8-to-5 job, I would have been fired. There's no way I could have done that. My arms, because I'm a hairdresser, my upper body was the first thing to attack me. I didn't have it in my hips and my legs at first, but it did come. And my back would always feel like it was broken. Pain running up and down it. Pain running up and down my arms, and trying to raise my arms up to cut hair was a nightmare. When I would get through with my day, I would come home, I would fix a cup of coffee, sit down, and just sit and go, oh my gosh, would this please go away? I was done for the day. I took all my energy, all that I had, to get through my day, and then I was done. So I wasn't worth a flip for my family when I got through, and that was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want me to start from this beginning of where this came from, how long I've had it?
Sure. I want to hear kind of your journey. I think that it's powerful.
It was a nightmare.
People will share a lot what you went through. That a lot of people kind of think they're in this alone, and they're not.
Oh gosh, no.
Yeah.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. I had two surgeries in 1996. Gallbladder surgery, and 9 months later I had ovary surgery. And when I had ovary surgery, it was on me within weeks of my surgery. I had pain running up and down my back, muscle spasms. I couldn't hold my back up straight. I thought, oh my God, did they drop me in surgery? I didn't know what was wrong with me. The pain got worse. I couldn't hardly take a deep breath. I was having so many spasms in my back. Now, you got to understand, prior to this, I skied every weekend. I water skied every weekend. I did aerobics. I rode 4 miles on my bike. I was in very good shape, and all of a sudden, my world came to an end, and it kept getting worse and worse. I was sent to New Orleans to Ochsner's Clinic. I don't know if people are familiar with that, but
yeah,
because my doctor didn't know what to do with me. He didn't know how to explain what was wrong with me. And it was there that I was diagnosed by a doctor, and I pretty much thought she was full of it because I didn't have that crap. I didn't want to own that stuff. I don't have that. And then she handed me a pamphlet, and it had all the symptoms, blahzy, blahzy. They wanted blood work done, and I threw it at my husband. He was like, what's going on? And I said, she thinks I have this mess. And I threw it at him. Well, when I went and got my blood work done, he read this pamphlet. And when I came back to sit down, he's like, baby, you really need to read this. I said, I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I denied it for 3 solid years. Until I moved my Christmas tree like an inch, and then I moved it just a tiny bit more because it wasn't quite where I wanted it, and I could not move for 2 solid weeks. I couldn't sleep. My neck, my shoulders, I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I had to own it. I wasn't sleeping. The pain became worse and worse. And then it took a few years for it to start hitting my hips and my legs. And then when it hit my hips and legs, I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And then it got in my feet. It got in my hands. It got everywhere. It just doesn't. It hits wherever it wants to. So I've spent many years of supplements. I would exercise, like the lady before, I was trying to help myself. I would exercise, and I couldn't even move the next day. I kept trying. I did water aerobics. It did help. I did, you know, eating. I've tried the low sugar, the this, the that. I've tried tons of things. I was medicated. The thing about medication, and this is one thing that doctors need to understand, and all you ladies out there and men, get this. When you medicate us to death, we sleep hard. We can't hardly move. Our muscles get worse and worse because they stove up worse. We don't feel better. We feel worse.
Right, right.
And, you know, after several years, I've had this 19 years, or I had this 19 years. I don't claim it anymore.
Yeah,
I don't have
that. Yeah, I don't want you to claim it. Yeah.
And, but, you know, I finally said after Lyrica, I was like, no.
Yeah.
I cannot do this. So I basically would kind of, you know, take supplements, and I may take a Tylenol and suck it up is pretty much how that went. And woke up again the next day with it. And I got to the point of this year, this past year, I just was not ready to give up. And I kept seeing your site popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to one of your videos. And I leaned back and I told my husband, I said, you have got to listen to this man. I said, this man makes so much sense, more sense than any doctor I've been to. So my husband listened to it, and he said, oh, my gosh. And I said, I've got to do this. I've got to get this book. And I have had a real bad eye injury, and so it's very hard for me to read for long periods of time. And in 2 days, I had over 200 pages read. I could not put the book down because everything was just like, bam, bam. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, this makes so much sense. And then I made my phone call. And I do not regret my phone call at all. Never will regret that phone call.
Yeah.
My world has completely changed. I have my life back.
Yeah.
I have
well,
my life back.
So, you know, you and I got off to a bumpy start. And truth be known, because, and it's like that. It happens that way. Not everybody is easy. If it was easy, then that everybody would get over fibromyalgia with a handful of pills or a handful of supplements or whatever it is. And so, you know, it takes work. Unfortunately, you hung in there till I could figure it out. But, you know, our first challenge was, and you're not alone, is some of the things I recommended you couldn't take because it bothered your stomach.
Nope.
And then
right.
we couldn't get you sleeping. You know, it took a while. We finally, you know, but we changed some things around. You were patient enough.
Yeah.
Of course, at one time you were ready to throw in the towel, and I knew you were real discouraged, but fortunately, you know, thank God, I don't know what else we would think, but you just, you know, you hung in there a little longer, and fortunately, we got you on the right track, and then you just started to make enough progress, and then it was just like a snowball, which is typical for most of my patients. If they can get on the right track, get some momentum, then it gets easier and easier. But so tell me a little bit about that. What was the process like working with me by phone? Because that's obviously a different arrangement than going to your doctor every couple of months or whatever it is. What was it like working with me by phone?
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad you asked this question. The big awesomeness, I do have trouble taking this and that. I never one time did you ever make me feel like it was in my head. I didn't try hard enough. I didn't try long enough. You always made me feel like, oh, that's no problem. We got another thing we can try. I was like, what? You mean you're not going to question me? No. And that was the most ultimate thing for a fibromyalgia patient, to hear a doctor not treat them like it's all in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain. They understand. I know everyone listening right now understands that. And you not one time made me feel bad. You not one time made me feel like I was stupid, like it was in my head, like I haven't tried hard enough. Never. That's what I found so amazing was I have someone here that's listening to me. I have someone here that very much knows what he's doing and has an answer for pretty much most everything. And we're difficult. We have weird stuff happen, okay, that is hard to explain. We can't explain it ourselves, you know. So how can we explain it to someone else? It's just like, I don't get this, but this crazy thing is happening, and I don't know what else to tell you. And you always had an answer. You know, I remember telling you four and a half months into it, I'm waiting on this anti-inflammatory thing to kick in. You remember me saying this? And you said, yeah, Darlene, I understand, but you've had this a long time. You can't get rid of it overnight. Please keep working with it. And when it kicked in, it wasn't even 2 weeks that went by. It was like I had a spell. I said, oh, Lord, here it comes. The next morning I woke up, it was gone. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same thing, little thing. My legs would be aching. I couldn't hardly walk that day. I was standing up on my feet. I thought, oh, gosh, here it comes. The next morning I got up, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Oh, my word, here it comes. And it just started just like, I know this may sound crazy, but almost as if that's the way I've always been. It was just roller coastering of goodness every day, something different every day. My mind was racing like crazy. My daughter is 32 years old and looked at me and said, my gosh, Mama, please, can you slow down? I said, no, I will not slow down. I have been held down a long time, and I won't slow down. And I thank y'all every day. Your staff, you are go way and above and beyond and are highly educated, know exactly what you're talking about, and pretty much have an answer for everything, I'm telling you. And It's been the most wonderful thing to happen to me since this long, painful journey, which is now like a part of my, it's like a distant past. It's unbelievable.
Well, tell me about the angels. Tell me about your angels, because that was
my angel.
that was so special. And over the holidays, you sharing that with me. It's beautiful. I mean, beautiful. You know, beautiful art. Share that story with me. Yeah.
All right. My sister passed away 9 years ago, and after she passed away, I had this dream that I built this angel, like a 10-foot angel. Well, year after year, I wasn't able. I've never done that before. I never had a dream like that before, but I felt strong about it, but I could not follow through. Through the years, I would get a wig for the hair, and I would get little pieces of this or that to get it started, and I never could get it going. Well, this past, you know, when right before Christmas, actually, the girl that works with me, she looked at me, and she, of course, she has seen this whole process. She's been with me through the very beginning. We've worked together since the very beginning of me getting fibromyalgia. So she knew me before fibromyalgia, and she knew me after. And she looked at me, and she said, "Don't you think it's time you make your angel?" "I think you can."
Yeah.
And I said, "You know what? I think I can, too." So I had no clue what I was doing, but I commenced to putting this metal frame together and putting lights on her and putting a head on her and putting her wings on her. And I built a over 9 foot tall, 10 foot tall angel that I put in my front yard. And I cried almost the entire time I did it. I was up and down on a ladder. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Oh, gosh, 20, 30 times up and down. Because, you know, we're perfectionists, right? You know, we got to have it just right.
Yeah, well, and it's beautiful. I can't wait for people, because we're going to put it on the website. We're going to have that.
Oh, cool.
So people will get to see it. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, yeah.
Yep, I got her finished thanks to you. And I got it completed. And I couldn't believe I did it. Every time I look at it, I'm like, I did that. I even put Christmas lights on my house. I was on a, what do you call that? That was an extended ladder, you know, extension ladder.
Yeah.
I was
extension
up and down
ladder,
that ladder, and I kept looking at my husband. I said, can you see him? Now, I have to explain, my husband had a bad shoulder, so he couldn't get up there. He had shoulder surgery. It's not that he wasn't wanting to do it, but I did it. I was up and down that ladder, and I told him, I said, do you see what I'm doing? He said, yes, and my husband has gotten tears in his eyes several times because he said, I have my wife back.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, you've worked so hard. It was so hard because looking back, you know, in May, where we were in May, you know, you were really struggling, and then in December, I wrote this down. You know, you were improving. We finally got you improving, but in December, I wrote this down in quotation marks, which you shared with me. You said, "I'm in shock about how good I'm doing and what I can do now." You said, "I'm in shock. I'm in shock," and it's because you hung in there and you worked so hard. You know, you did the diet, which, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even do the diet. People work with me. It's, you know, it's something you do because you realize you got to get healthy. And so you lost the weight. And as the weight came off, you shared with me, you felt just more and more like your old self. You know, you just felt so much better. Yeah. Yeah.
I just turned 56 years old and I feel like I'm 30. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you like to share with us? Any parting words for those folks who are maybe trying to figure out what they should do for their fibromyalgia, or is this something they should do, or why does, you know, does working by the phone is that even feasible? Can you even make it work? You know, what would you share with the folks that are just not real sure what they should do?
Absolutely, yes, I will. Yeah, there's a lot of things out there. You know, we get disappointed because we try them, and you think, oh, here we go. Here's another deal. No, I'm here to tell you this is a different deal. This is the real deal. Get the book. This book will educate you. You will. We are not dumb people. Fibromyalgia people are not dumb by no means.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
This book will
so
definitely. It is. It's the truth. This book will. Each page you can't stop. You just want to keep reading because you keep going. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I was in a struggle whether or not I could do this. He knows this. We know this. And I thank God every day that I followed through and I went with this program because it has changed my life. He knows what he's doing. His staff knows what they're doing. It, you know, I was sick and tired, and this is an old saying, but I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. I was sick of feeling pain. I wasn't ready to give up. And everything I saw, everything I read, when I got the book, I just, like I said, I read 200 pages in less than 2 days, and that's not like me. My eye usually won't let me do that. It'll start pouring, you know, water, and I can't see. And I did. It was pouring water, and I was grabbing tissues because I was going to keep reading. And yeah. It truly works. And yes, there are things that you have to do, but the thing of it is my thing is this, how tired are you of having this? How much do you want to get your life back? Because I'm here to tell you, you can get your life back. I was in misery. I was a very active individual. There wasn't too much I couldn't do. And let me tell you something, I'm ready to go skiing this summer. I got a bad bulge disc in my neck, but I said, you know what, maybe I could put a neck brace on because I'm going to get up on that slalom ski. I promise you it's going to happen. I'm not stopping. And to have seen me last year, you would not believe the things that I do now. I plan things. I get up. We don't plan things. We can't. We can't promise people things because we don't know how we're going to feel. I plan things. Somebody asked me, hey, what do you think about going and doing blah, blah, blah? We're going to pull up some plants. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all for it. And I cry almost every other day, but I cry happy tears. I cry happy tears. Please check into this and please do yourself a favor and help yourself. And listen to this book. I mean, read this book. Listen to what this man has to say, because I promise you, I've tried everything. I tried everything but acupuncture. That was the only thing I didn't try. But this worked. And I catch myself all the time telling people I don't have fibromyalgia. Or when I had it, I say, I had it. I don't have it no more. I ain't claiming it.
That's right. I love it. Well, I think anybody that's heard your story can tell how far you've come, because obviously you're a human dynamo. You know, you've got this big personality, big heart, big ego. Well, when I say that, I mean that you're not going to let anything stop you. You're just not going to let that happen, and so. You're confident that you're going to be able to overcome it. And but in the past, as you said, like a lot of people, they try a lot of different things, but a lot of it is kind of a shotgun scattered approach. To your credit, you were determined that you were going to keep trying. A lot of people just give up, and you didn't. But you had to work. You had to work to get where you're at, and you're going to continue to work.
It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. But I have no doubt that with your determination that you're going to – now, I'm a little concerned about you water skiing with your bulging disc.
Well,
but other than that, I think you're going to do great.
A neck brace?
And,
I can't do a neck brace, you know?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll think about it. But I'm going to get in the water somehow or another.
Well, that's fine. That's fine, yeah. Well, I really appreciate you sharing your story. You're just a wonderful person, and you're part of our family now. And we're so glad that Juno and Gina and Cheryl, we're all so glad that you're part of the family. We always look forward to talking to you. And I can't wait to share the angel on the website so people can see what you did, because it's a beautiful story, and I can't wait to share that.
Well, I can't wait to come and meet y'all. I have to come and meet y'all. I feel like I can just see y'all's faces the whole nine yards. I love y'all so much, and I think y'all, you just gave me my life back. You gave me my life back, and I'm so grateful, so grateful.
Well, I'm so happy that you got your life back, because you've got a wonderful life, and I'm glad you can enjoy it now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate you joining me.
No problem. And I thank you very much for all that you've done to help me.
You're so welcome. You have a great night. I'm not going to tell you to slow down, because that ain't going to happen. But
I'm not slowing down.
I look forward to talking to you soon. So take care. Have a great night.